You know, we all go through storms in life. I know a variety of circumstances and situations you might find ourselves in that might be a storm that you might be in right now. You know, storms of stress, storms of health crisis, storms even of financial uncertainty or of relational strain with somebody that you know and you love and you care about, storms of doubt, storms of fear even. And in those moments when we begin to go through these storms of life, we begin to think about and wonder, I wonder where is God right now in the middle of my storm? Have you ever wondered that before? I know I have. I know I've wondered that before for myself. I remember a time in college when I was in my second year of college, and my dad was diagnosed with a heart condition. Now, you see, my dad growing up, he had always had his heart would race quickly at different times in the night, and he'd wake up and he'd find he was having a hard time breathing and these sorts of things, and it'd keep him up all night, but he never thought anything of it. He never thought anything different. He just thought this is the way it was until one day he was talking to a friend at work. He said, "You know, Chris, that sounds not good. You should probably go to the doctor and get that checked out." So my dad went to the doctor, and they hooked him up to this machine, and they had him wear it for a week period to track his heart. And when they came back in, they said, "I don't understand how you've been going on so long like this. Even just sitting there in the chair, doing nothing at a rested heart rate, his heart was racing at 200 beats a minute." They're thinking, how are you even alive right now? This is incredibly serious. And so we were in this series of life, and here I am now. I'm in my second year of college. I've got assignments, and I've got stress, and I've got circumstances going on in my life. And now my dad is going through this heart condition on top of all this. And in the middle of all of this, I'm starting to wonder, God, where are you in the middle of this storm? Have you ever wondered that before in your life? You find yourself in this moment, and we start to wonder where God is in the midst of all of this. And so my dad, he had to go through a series of procedures, and he had to go through a series of tests, and he ended up going through surgery twice in order to address the issue in his life. And in those moments, though, of in the middle of the day or even in the middle of the night, you find yourself sometimes starting to think. You ever found yourself starting to think in the middle of the night? Start to overthink in the middle of the night, and you start to wonder, what is God doing? Where is God in the middle of the storm? And so often, in your life and in mine, I know I can start to do this. I can start to find I'm blaming God in the middle of the storm. And I start myself freaking out and stressing out about the storm that I've now found myself in. And so what we're doing then is we're trying to do everything in our might and everything in our control to try and control things and to keep them under our control and to keep them under wraps. And you see, that's exactly what the disciples actually end up doing in this story that we just heard this morning. You see, in the story that we heard this morning, the disciples, they're going with Jesus to the other side of the lake. And we got a couple slides here this morning with the verses up there we're going to throw up there. You know, in verse 35, Jesus says to the disciples, he says, "Hey guys, let's go to the other side. Let's cross over to the other side of the lake." And this was Jesus' idea in the first place. He says, "Hey, you know what? Let's go to the other side. I've got a plan for your life. I've got a purpose and a direction. I've got something for you to do and some place for you to go. Let's get moving together. Let's go to the other side." But then watch what happens. Just as quickly as Jesus begins to give direction, Jesus says, "Let's go to the other side." And in the very next verse, verse 36, we see this interesting little shift that says, now they took Jesus. You see, something shifts in between verse 35 and in verse 36. Something shifts where Jesus was in charge, and he was giving the direction, and he was giving the purpose, and he was giving them the destination. And then in verse 36, the disciples take over. And now they're taking Jesus with them instead of Jesus taking the lead. And so often in my life, I've found myself doing the exact same thing. You know, I receive some sort of direction from God about something I'm supposed to be doing with my life. Wow, God, this is an amazing opportunity with a job, with a relationship, with a work situation, with somebody I know that I can do. And then, as soon as I have the direction, I begin to take over the wheel. And I begin to take Jesus out of the driver's seat and put him in the back of the boat. And that's what I like to call the "I'll take it from here" mentality. You ever experienced this in your life? You ever seen this for yourself? You know, now I know where I'm going, God. I don't need you anymore. I can take it from here. And I find I will relegate Jesus to sit uselessly in the back of the boat. But I've also found in my life that those are the exact moments when I often begin to go off the road, when I often begin to find myself in a difficult situation. And when I take over my life, instead of letting Jesus take the lead, that is, more often than not, that's when I find myself overwhelmed in the midst of a storm. And in verse 37, that's exactly what we see happen with these disciples. You see, a great windstorm arose on the lake. You see, this fierce storm came up, and high waves were breaking into the boat so that it begins to fill with water. And here's the thing. We all go through storms in life. If you're here today, you are in one of three positions. You are either in a storm, coming out of a storm, or you're about to go into a storm. Regardless of where you are, storms come and storms go. And you see, what's going on in the situation now is the disciples, man, they're trying to take control of the situation. They're doing everything in their might to keep this boat under control, but soon it begins to fill with water. They're trying to control it, and they're finding themselves overwhelmed. And when you find yourself overwhelmed, it's easy to begin to blame God. They begin to look at Jesus, and they see he's asleep in the back of the boat. He's just asleep in the back of the boat in this crazy situation and circumstance. How can you be sleeping, Jesus? And so they go to him and they start to blame Jesus. They say, don't you care if we die? Don't you care if we're going to perish? Don't you see what's going on in my situation, Jesus? Here we are in this storm and I'm overwhelmed. Where are you in the midst of this? But here's the thing they forgot. Here's the thing they forgot to mention. Remember, he was the one that first said to them, hey, let's go to the other side. This was Jesus' idea in the first place. And he knew the storm was coming. And he also knew that he wanted to go through it with them. But then they took to Jesus and they said, listen, I'll take it from here. I'll take the lead from here, Jesus. And they relegated him to the back of the boat. But here's the truth you and I need to understand this morning. Yes, storms come and storms go in our life, but Jesus wants to sail with you right through the middle of whatever storm you're facing right now. In your life and in mine, storms will come and storms will go. They're natural things. I'm not promising if you start following Jesus, you will always have peace with no storms in your life. That's simply not true. Storms come all circumstances and seasons. But what I am promising is that when you go through storms, you can have the Prince of Peace with you right in the boat, wherever you are. Instead of asleep in the back, you can have him at the helm, giving you the direction and the guidance you need. But some of us get stuck up on that fact that Jesus was asleep. You know, some of us are a little bit stuck on that because we feel like God is sleeping on us. And we're wondering, why was Jesus asleep in the back of the boat? And there's two simple reasons why Jesus was asleep in the back of the boat. Reason number one, he's a gentleman. Jesus is a gentleman, and he will never interfere in your story if you don't want him to. If you don't invite Jesus into your story, you don't invite Jesus into your situation and into your life, he will gladly let you take the lead. But reason number two is that he's also the Prince of Peace. You see, Jesus is always at peace, even if you and I aren't. See, Jesus is always at peace, even if we're worried, even if we're anxious, even if you and I are stressed out, which is why he can sleep through the middle of the storms and be totally at peace. But he's such a gentleman also that he won't interfere in your life unless you welcome him in. So often, Jesus is right there with us. He's right close to us in our story. And he's there to offer us peace right in the middle of our storm. But he's just waiting for us to come to him and ask him for help, to understand what's going on in our situation. And yet, sometimes still, we try and do things on our own power and understanding. I remember this one time, my sister, she was about 10 years old at this point in time, and we had just made something for dinner, and it had this greasy pan now that had been sitting on the counter. And this greasy pan, you know, everybody done this thing where you let the dishes soak? Soak? It needs to soak for a little while. It's just procrastinating the dishes. And so we had this greasy pan that's on the counter, and it was full of greasy water and whatever, and it was very shallow, and it was sitting there, and my dad said, here, Cindy, would you do the dishes? Would you put this into the sink? And she says, okay, Dad, I can do it. And she goes to grab the tray, and Dad's like, whoa, hold on. Slow down. You need to go slower than that so you don't spill it all over the counter. And she says, I know. And she says, I know. I don't need to worry about that. And she takes the pan, and she moves quickly, and greasy fat water goes all over the counter, all over her shirt, all over the sink, and all over the floor. And then she's crying, and everyone's upset, and there's greasy fat water everywhere, and we're wondering what's going on, and everyone's stressed out and anxious and yelling at each other. You ever found yourself in a moment like that? Maybe not with greasy pans and waters, but maybe you found yourself in a moment where you said, I know. And you're taking over the wheel from Jesus. And you're finding yourself out of control now. And things are messier than you expected them to be. And then we find there's grease all over the counter and all over our lives, and things are not turning out the way we thought they would. Until we finally take a breath and come to Jesus. We finally take a breath and we come to Jesus and we say, God, listen, I need you right now in this moment. Jesus, I need to come to you, not with accusations, but asking for help. And in verse 39, watch what happens. They come to Jesus, and Jesus simply says to the storm, he gets up and he rebukes it, and he says, peace, be still. And there's this great calm that comes over the lake. You know, so often in your life and mine, we try to control things, but if we would go to Jesus, he would speak calm into our hearts and into our minds, and suddenly with this new peace that we have, oh, I know what to do. And oh, and now I know where I need to go and what steps I need to take. And man, if we would just call out to Jesus, he would be able to speak peace in that moment to our situation with a word so we can know what to do and know how to tackle the situation we're now finding ourselves in. I remember with my dad in that moment, I was so stressed out with school and with college. And I remember going up to the prayer room, of the top room of our school. And it was on the top floor, and I had to climb all these stairs to get there. I remember being so anxious and so stressed out. And I came up there, and I just began crying out to God and said, God, where are you in this storm? I need you right now. I'm so stressed out. I can't even focus on my assignments. I can't even focus on my work. I can't even focus on the things I need to get done that are important and I know you care about. Jesus, would you give me your peace? And as I cried out to him in that moment, such a stillness came over my heart and mind you can't explain. If you've been in a moment like this and you've cried out to Jesus, you know what I'm talking about. Where you experience the peace of God that trespasses understanding. Paul says in Philippians chapter 4, it's a peace that doesn't make sense. I like to call it a mind-blowing peace. You can't understand it logically, but you just know it in your heart, and there's a stillness and a solitude that comes from being with God. That's the type of peace that Jesus offers to you and I. I don't know what type of storm you're going through right now. Maybe it's a storm of health, or a storm of finance, a storm of relationship in some sense. Whatever it is, I know God's promise to you is simply this: I am with you in the storm. You know what Jesus' other name is throughout Scripture? He goes by another name, Emmanuel, which is God with us. And God's promise to you and I is that he wants to be with us in whatever situation we're facing, whatever storm you're going through, so that he might bring a peace to your life, so that you might be able to get through that situation that you're facing today in your life. Man, maybe you're here today, and you're saying, Zach, I don't have that kind of peace in my life, but I want it. You know what? I want to pray for you today that you'd experience that. You know, Jesus said he's the Prince of Peace, and that whoever comes to him, whoever should call upon his name, shall be saved. So I want to invite you today to call out to Jesus in the middle of whatever storm you're going through. Then whether it's your first time calling to Jesus in a very long time, or maybe you're just getting back to this again, and you've just forgotten about it because of life circumstances that have bogged things up in your heart or in your mind. Whatever it is, I want to pray for you today that Jesus would give you his peace and you'd experience that. Because Jesus brings peace no matter where we are. Can we stand this morning, church? Maybe you came in today and you've known church, you've known religion, but you haven't known Jesus. Man, I believe you can know Jesus. I believe that He walks with you. He talks with you. It's a journey where you're never alone. You may have come into this place today and you're feeling incredibly alone, but God's promise to us is this: I am Emmanuel, God with you, no matter where you are, no matter what type of circumstance you're going through. When you give your life to Jesus, He forgives your past, He sets up your future, and He walks with you in your daily. And if you want that Jesus today, the Bible says if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, a miracle happens. And I'm believing a miracle is going to happen for you today in your life. A miracle of faith. A miracle of peace. And today I want to pray for you that that miracle would happen in your life. Today is your day. Today is a miracle day in your life. As you begin to experience a peace you haven't tasted before, a new life filled with peace. If that's you today, I want to pray for you today. Church, can we all pray this together? And if that's you, I know it'll be real for you in your heart as we pray this prayer out. Church, would you repeat this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I give you my life again today. Would you take my past? Would you take my pain? Would you take my shame? I give you my future, my talents, and my dreams. Would you take my life? Would you make me new? I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died for me. Come into my life. Give me peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hey, if you made that decision today for the very first time, would you visit the welcome desk in the lobby today and tell somebody, we've got a special gift for you if that's the first time you've prayed that prayer today. But if you want prayer for anything that's going on in your life today beyond that, I'll be here at the end of the service to pray with you and to talk with you about whatever God's doing in your life. Hey, the worship team's going to lead us in a song of praise this morning, and we're just going to sing of the faithfulness and the goodness of God. And I just want to encourage you to respond however you feel comfortable. Maybe you want to raise your hands as a sign of surrender. Maybe you just want to begin to bow your head and zero in with Jesus. Whatever it is you need to do, I want to encourage you to do that. And I want you to know this simple truth. Wherever you go, Jesus wants to be with you. And wherever Jesus is, Jesus brings peace.